Well, say, what would you call the big pieces of wood that you're burning in the fireplace? You'd say you put a...
Call it wood, basically. No, you'd call it logs. Or, it all depends. If you put small stuff in, that's called kindling, obviously. If you put in a small stick, you'd call... A small piece of wood would be called a stick or something. However, I have heard of very large pieces. One man handed me this piece one time. It was about, 12 inches, 14 inches thick. I mean, it weighed like 50 pounds. He called it a stick of wood. And I was trying to figure out what in the hell a log was to him. I sure didn't want to be around for that one. But it's all depending on how you use them. I would say those are probably sticks and very small logs, but you can get some pretty big logs. In fact, I picked up one a couple of days ago. It was a solid oak, and it weighed about 80 pounds, I'd say.
Well, you mentioned kindling. Now, would you say that's the kind of wood that you use to start a fire with?
And kindling is what you use to start the fire with, maybe a little paper to get the kindling going. And you might usually use stuff that has a lot of rosin in it, sap or stuff like that in it that would catch on fire quick, volatile stuff.
Any particular type of wood that makes good?
Well, they have a thing called lighter knots. I think lighter knots is what it's called. And they catch on fire supposedly better. I wouldn't know what to identify one with. I've probably been burning them just as wood all along, but I wouldn't know it.
Maybe pine?
Pine is good, and also hardwoods. There's hardwood that has lighter knots. It really takes a certain type of tree, and it's not a certain species. In other words, not all pines have lighter knot. Mm-hmm. Some do and some don't. It really depends a lot on the individual trees and what circumstance, what kind of nutritional growth it had and everything like that.
Have you ever heard people call kindling light wood?
Yeah, light wood. That's that lighter wood, light wood or something like that, because it does light a fire well.
Well, we're talking about wood, you mentioned logs.
Yeah, logs.
Is there maybe any kind of country term or old-fashioned term that somebody would use? Referring to that? Or you're just familiar with logs, mostly?
Slabs would be one thing, possibly. Slabs or something like that.
What about something like back stick, back log?
Chunks. I've heard of chunks before, but that would refer to a block of wood more than anything else.
What would say those things sitting out in the room that the logs are laid across, you call those?
Andirons.
Yeah.
Andirons, yeah, they're just, they're like a right angle mostly, anything else. They just hold the log up off the fireplace, allow air to circulate.
Any other names for those things you ever heard people call?
I've heard them called stanchions, I think.
Around here?
Around, I think I've heard them called stanchions, but I don't know if it was right here. But I know I've heard them stanchions before. Dogs, fire dogs. That's one thing I've heard them call fire dogs.
Yeah.
Thing
like dog irons? Dog
irons, yeah. That's probably what that's called too. Dog irons, yeah.
This black stuff that accumulates inside, you call that?
Soot. Mm. I guess that's called soot, but I don't think that's really soot. I think there's another name for it. But I would say, yeah, soot's what it's called, yeah.
That stuff burn?
Yeah, it'll catch on fire. As a matter of fact, when it catches on fire, that's when you call the fire department. That's generally what happens. You're in trouble when that catches.
It'll shoot straight up the chimney?
It'll shoot straight up the chimney, it'll take your chimney apart, it'll take your house apart, it'll take everything apart. So very efficient device for getting rid of a house.
How often would you have to clean that stuff out?
Hopefully not before I have to move from here. No, it usually can accumulate quite a bit of soot, and then sometimes what'll happen is it'll coat to a certain level, then it'll stop.
What about the stuff that's left once the wood burns down? You just call that?
I would call it ashes mostly.
Any particular color?
Gray, usually. Sometimes a little bit of black where it's an incompletely burned wood in it. Ashes, cinders perhaps. You might call it cinders. I don't know if that'd be the correct term, really.
Does it make any difference what color they are according to the type of wood you burn?
I think they'll all turn up gray no matter what you burn. I think everything will turn up basically gray. Now, I haven't had that gray experience. With oak, I've always had gray things, gray ashes. Of course, you can make lye out of this.